Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 15th, Thankful Tuesday. We're reading in a passage of Scripture that I preached on once at Beeson, Joel chapter 2. To be honest, it's a very long passage and quite confusing on the first glance. So we're going to kind of go rogue a little bit. So the first part we're not going to read. It's about an army of locusts and this idea that the day of the Lord is coming and these locusts are going to come. There's this sense of alarm and awakening that the day of the Lord is coming. Remember, we're in a section of Scripture where we're talking about anticipation of the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord can be wonderful, like we read about yesterday, the new heavens and the earth. But also it can be quite daunting, this idea of God's judgment to come in the day of the Lord. And so the locusts come and they invade, and it's quite scary. Verse 10 says this, "Before them the earth shakes, the sky trembles, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it?" And then the next section is entitled, "Rend Your Heart." And in this section, the Lord is compassionately asking people to turn to Him, to rend their hearts, to return in fasting and repentance to the Lord. And then the last section is about the Lord's answer to the people. So I'm going to read for us those two sections, and then we'll do some talking about them at the end. Starting with Joel chapter 2 and verse 12. "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priest who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, 'Spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?' Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and take pity on his people. The Lord will reply to them, 'I am sending you grain, new wine and oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. I will drive the northern army far away from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land, with its front columns going into the eastern sea, and those in the rear into the western sea. And its stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Be not afraid, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O wild animals, for the open pastures are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locust and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be a deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the survivors whom the Lord calls. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to go back through this passage a little bit. Verse 13 says, "Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God." And then it gives us reasons why, characteristics of God, things that we can be thankful for on this Thankful Tuesday. "For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love, and he relents from sinning calamity." This reminds me of the sermon on Sunday where Wayne was talking about the gospel and just how wonderful it is that Christ forgives us, that he goes to such depths to make a way for us sinful, wretched people. The Lord is slow to anger and abounding in love. And then another verse that I wanted to highlight is verse 25. Remember, I talked about the locust in the beginning and how they came and destroyed this metaphor of judgment. Look at verse 25. It says, "I will repay for you the years the locusts have eaten." So God does judge our sin, and we pay the consequences of our sin. But this is such a hopeful message, that God redeems situations, that whatever happened in our life, whatever circumstances, whatever sin, God can change our hearts. He can make us like the sinful woman who wiped Jesus' feet with her tears. We can then become compassionate people, people on a mission, people with a desire to serve the Lord, and he can repay the years that the locusts have eaten. Finally, in verse 28, there's this wonderful passage about the Spirit being poured out on all people. We see that as the day of Pentecost, when Jesus gave us his Spirit, and we as his sons and daughters can prophesy and dream dreams and have visions. And then in verse 32, it ends with the great promise that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that verse is restated in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Thank you, Lord, that anyone who calls on you can be saved. Today in these moments, we ask that you would help us to rend our hearts to you, for you are slow to anger and abounding in love. And as we process what we're thankful for today, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to be mindful of gratitude to you and how we owe you for everything. And so we praise you, Lord, for someone today. Someone who comes to mind that has helped us, has lived in a way that helps us to flourish. And we thank you for a place today. Lord, we ask your blessings on that place. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to use it for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for a thing. And then finally, Lord, we thank you for being you. And we bring to mind different characteristics of who you are. Throughout the day, make us mindful of your love, your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, your sovereignty, and your ever-present help in times of need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.